cannot disobey the order of the Guru. One must follow the order of the Guru as it is. As it is. And one who has faith in the Guru, that this is Krishna speaking to me. Krishna speaking to me in the Guru. The Guru is Krishna. Of course, this is not Mayavad philosophy. The Guru, Krishna is speaking to you through the Guru. And the devotee who has that faith in the Guru, he gets all strength. He gets all strength. He gets all intelligence. That is stated in Shastra, in many places. Yasya deva para bhakte yata deva tata guru. That you have to have implicit faith. Implicit, Prabhupada has given this way. Implicit faith. What does it mean? Implicit. That means you don't question it. Is it right? Is it correct? Is it good for me? Is it not good for me? You do it. The order of the Guru, you do it as it is. You just follow the order. With that faith. And Krishna will impart strength to you. Acharya Mambijaniyam. Krishna says, I am Guru. You should see the Guru as me. Did you know? You see your Guru as Krishna. That Krishna is speaking to me through him. Krishna is looking at me. He's in the heart. He knows everything. And he's imparting knowledge to me. So Srila Prabhupada said we should hear Bhagavatam every day. Every day. So I'll speak some verse from Bhagavatam. That we should hear this class on Srimad Bhagavatam. And then all the abhadras. Abhadra means inauspicious things. Nasty things. Huh? All your misbehavior within your heart will be removed. And you'll become as tolerant as a tree. Otherwise, you will not be able to tolerate anything. You won't be able to tolerate anything. Somebody will say something. Somebody is going to say something to you. Definitely. They're going to call you all bad names. You'll be called all bad names. You are going to get so many difficulties. Definitely. You are going to get it. And you have to be as tolerant as a tree. As tolerant as a tree. And as humble as a blade of grass. As humble as a blade of grass. And you are going to be provoked. You are going to get trouble. People are going to come and tell you, you fool and rascal, you don't know anything. And they're going to shout at you as well. And you have to be very humble and just say, yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. You have to be more tolerant than a tree. Otherwise, how can you preach Krishna consciousness? You're not even Krishna conscious. If you cannot be humble and tolerant, then how will you preach? Mahaprabhu was so tolerant. He preached even to the Mayavadis. Even the Mayavadis were criticizing him. But he just offered obeisances to them. He offered obeisances to them. Like that. And he spoke so humbly. When they told him, why are you not studying Vedanta? Mahaprabhu said, I am a fool. My Gurudev said, I am a fool. Like this. And he explained to them Vedanta. But he kept himself so tolerant, tolerating all the apparat. He knows the apparatus, he knows their offenders, but he tolerates it. He tolerates it. And he shows them kindness. He shows them kindness and humility. He shows them kindness. Therefore, he explained very nicely to them. Like this. And because of this, they would listen. They would listen. You understand? They would listen. So we'll read how Srila Prabhupada was doing this. Srila Prabhupada was doing this. We're reading from this book by my dear godbrother, Srila Satsvarup Das Goswami. Prabhupada Lilamrita, which is the biography of Srila Prabhupada. So I'm told that this is where to start talking. This is a conversation between some visitors. Prabhupada was having some visitors, and they would argue with Prabhupada. They would argue. Americans are very argument, skeptical. They're very skeptical people. And duplicitous people. Crooked like anything. Like this. They think they're very clever, very learned, and great. But they're big fools. And so is everybody in the world. Such ahankara, ahankara, you understand? So they were saying like this. Yeah. My God, the light is bad here. Chi-chi. The light is too poor in this room for me. Never mind. The sun went out. Hare Krishna. He will say, no, you just talk. Why don't you follow? Follow Krishna. Follow Christ. Follow Buddha. They don't just talk. But don't just talk. Prabhupada is telling these people, you follow something. You're just talking. You're just talking. But what are you following? Prabhupada is saying like this. And the man replies, this sounds the same as Christianity. How is it any different? And Srila Prabhupada says, it is the same. Love of God. But who is a Christian? Who follows? The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. But all over the world, Christians are expert in killing. Do you know that? I believe the Christians say that Jesus Christ died for our sins. So, why are you still sinning? Although Prabhupada was a stranger to America, they were strangers to absolute knowledge. Whenever anyone would come to see him, he wouldn't waste time by talking. He talked philosophy, reason and argument. He constantly argued against atheism and impersonalism. He spoke strongly to prove the existence of God and the universality of Krishna consciousness. He talked often and vigorously, day and night, meeting all kinds of questions and philosophies. He would listen also, and he heard heard the dissatisfaction of young Americans with the war and with American society. One boy told him he didn't want to get married because he couldn't find a chaste girl. It was better to go with prostitutes. Another confided that his mother had planned to abort him, but at the time, but at the last moment, his grandmother had convinced her not to do so. He heard from homosexuals, sometimes told him that a set of New Yorkers considered it chic to eat the flesh of aborted babies, and in every case he said he told them the truth. In every case he told them the truth. That's it.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande sri gurum jinatadine paramananda madhavam.
Please excuse my reading. I find it very difficult. I need a light. So Srila Prabhupada was meeting with many different questions and philosophies of the people of America, and he was presenting to them what here is described as the truth. The truth with a capital T, which is Krishna. He's presenting them Krishna. He's not presenting them something, opinion, or some relative advice. No, he's just telling them about Krishna. When he's meeting with these different people, atheists, Gnostic people, or he's meeting with impersonalists, impersonalism. He's not telling them about impersonalism. He's telling them about Krishna. Uncompromisingly speaking the truth, as it is. As it is. He's not speaking anything else. And in doing so, he has to tolerate. You have to be very patient, and you have to be very tolerant, and you have to be very humble. Myself, I'm not very intelligent. When I meet these atheistic people, impersonalists, and so on, I have to really think. And some, my brain works slowly, not so quick. I have to think about it. But Srila Prabhupada, because he was always studying, and he's always speaking, day and night, just like a knife, if you sharpen it, you are constantly becomes sharper and sharper, like a razor. You understand? Can slit your throat with it. It's very sharp, very sharp intelligence. So Srila Prabhupada developed a razor sharp intelligence, because he's fully surrendered to his spiritual master. You understand? Without being completely surrendered to the spiritual master, you can't do anything. Even if you become a big scholar and you learn so many shlokas and you chant so many rounds and you do so much sadhana, but without faith in Guru, you will not please Krishna. You'll be an offender. What is that offense? To disobey the orders of the Guru, or considering him an ordinary man. It's a very serious offense, isn't it? Namaparad. It's a namaparad. You understand? So if you commits such an offense, that offense is to whom? It's to Krishna. It's an offense against Krishna. Krishna says, Acharya mam vijaniya. You should see the Guru as myself, like this. So, Srila Prabhupada, he had such faith. He saw his Guru like God. And he loved his Guru, like he loved Krishna. Like this. And because he had such faith in Guru, then he became empowered. Empowered. That the story is given in Srimad Bhagavatam of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj. He came with all the great warriors of the demon race, and they entered into Indra's abode. And when Indra saw them and the other demigods saw Bali Maharaj, he appeared like shining like the sun. And he was so powerful, and he had a chariot with how many horses? How many thousands of horses pulling it? And he was so powerful. And Indra, he spoke to his Gurudev. Who's his guru? Brihaspati. No, Indra spoke to his guru. That's the guru of Bali Maharaj. You understand? And he spoke to his guru, Brihaspati. And he asked his guru, oh, Gurudev, are we going to defeat him? And his Gurudev told him, forget it. Forget it. You will never defeat him. He's undefeatable. He's undefeatable. You understand? He was undefeatable. Nobody, no one. Prince Patti said, no one can defeat him. Undefeatable. How did he become so powerful, Gurudev? By the power of his guru. By the power of his guru, because he's pleasing his guru. In other words, Brihaspati is telling Indra, you are a very displeasing person. You are a very displeasing person. You understand? If you have no power, then you're a very displeasing person. But Bali Maharaj had become undefeatable because he was pleasing his guru. He was worshipping his guru like God. And because Shukracharya was so pleased and all the Brahmins were so pleased, Bali became so powerful with Brahma Teja. Brahma Tejas, you understand? Become indefeatable. So powerful. So powerful. Nothing can defeat him. No one in the universe can defeat him. Therefore, Brihaspati said, forget it. It is undefeatable. Because he has got all Brahma Tejas. He's got all Brahma Tejas. You understand? And so Srila Prabhupada, he was so powerful like Bali Maharaj. And so tolerant, so tolerant. He would patiently cutting all of their arguments to pieces. He's cutting all of their arguments to pieces. So that they didn't know what to say. And many of them went away. Many of them would go away. They didn't know what to say. They just, I never met this before. They had never met anyone like this before. Because such devotee is very, very rare. Such devotees are very, very rare. They'd never met anybody who spoke like that before. But some of them stayed. Some of them stayed. And what did they do?
What did they do? They listened. They listened to him. They were listening to him. Are you listening? Or are you sleeping? You're sleeping, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, so they were not sleeping, they were listening. And they heard how all the people coming are putting their arguments. And they heard what he was saying again and again, to this argument. And he would just sit and listen to them. Srila Prabhupada would listen. He was listening to them. He wasn't just speaking at them. He was listening to them. And then he was applying the knife and removing their ignorance. He's removing their ignorance and giving them the truth. Giving them the truth. Cutting the ignorance and giving the truth. You understand? Two things. Cutting and giving. To cut, it requires logic, reasoning, logic, argument. Like this, it requires expert reasoning power. It requires for you to be very tolerant of them. They may be stupid person, arrogant demon. But you have to be patient. Prabhupada was very patient. And applying the knife, cutting. And as soon as enough is cut, then they can hear about Krishna. You understand? As soon as enough cutting is done, then you can hear about Krishna. But the devotee's business is to hear about Krishna only. But they're very, very merciful. They're very, very merciful. Therefore, they'll explain about material nature. They'll explain about how you're not this body and how you should not kill. You should be vegetarian. Be vegetarian. And how you should control your senses like this. No meat eating, no illicit sex. No gambling, intoxication. He was criticizing LSD. Like this LSD, hallucination only. He's speaking the truth. It's cutting. You have to cut. Like this. So Srila Prabhupada was expert physician. The doctor, the vaidya, like this. He knows the treatment. He knows the disease and he can give the correct treatment for that particular sickness. He knows that. He's an expert. He's expert. Therefore, the guru is a vaidya. The guru is a vaidya, a doctor. Omma jnana trimanandasa jnananjana salakaya chakshu and militam yena tasmai shri gurave nama. That the spiritual master, he, with this cutting, he can remove that cataract from the eye. You think cutting eyes is easy? Removing the cataract from the eye requires expert and surgery. Surgery like this. So Srila Prabhupada, he was demonstrating it. He was demonstrating it. And some people were listening. They were watching him every day and every night, how he was doing it. And some would stare and look how he's doing. They'd never seen anything like it before. Because he's speaking absolute truth. Absolute truth. Uncompromisingly.
uncompromisingly. He's just applying, cutting, cutting, cutting. You understand? Cutting the arguments and the nonsense to pieces and showing it for what it is. Illogical, irrational, irrational, foolish. And just, they don't even follow anything. Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. And in Kali Yuga, this hypocrisy is most prevalent. It's most prevalent, you see. And Srila Prabhupada is no hypocrite. He's no hypocrite. He's the real thing. Many people dress as devotees. Many people dress as devotees. They even put themselves forward as very big devotee, very great devotee, like this. But they're hypocrites. They don't have faith in Guru like this. They don't have this power. They don't have this Brahmateja. Srila Prabhupada demonstrated it. He demonstrated in his life. He underwent so many difficulties. Just like Bali Maharaj. Like Bali Maharaj. He was bound up with the ropes of Varuna. He lost everything. He was the emperor of the universe. And he lost everything. Even his guru cursed him. His own guru was cursing him. His whole family members were calling him bad names. You've lost everything. And even Bhagavan, Krishna said, you've broken your promise. You promised me 3 steps of land. And I, with 2 steps, I've taken everything. Oh, you have broken your promise. Like this. But he did not become disturbed. Bali Maharaj did not become disturbed. He tolerated it. Even though it was the most intolerable things. You understand? It was intolerable. What happened to Bali was intolerable. But because he's the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, and because he's such a great devotee, he got strength. He had such worship of Guru. You understand? He had such faith in Guru. He got such strength. And he could tolerate anything. And therefore he just stood there peacefully. And he got intelligence. He got intelligence. He had the intelligence to say to Krishna, then you put your 3rd step on my head. Therefore his promise is not broken. You understand? Then you put your 3rd step on my head. He didn't become angry. He didn't become angry. Oh, I have been treated unfairly. This is unfair. Isn't it? What did Bali do wrong? He's going to go put him down into hell. He took everything away from him. His guru was cursing him. Why? Why? Because he wanted to serve Vishnu. He was going to serve Vishnu. He was going to surrender to Krishna. And all these troubles came. So many troubles came. Why? Why? If I'm going to surrender to Krishna, will so many troubles come? Why? Huh? Can you say? If I'm going to surrender to Krishna, why am I getting so many troubles?
Because Krishna is going to test you. You say with your lips, "Oh Krishna, I am yours. I am your devotee. I will surrender to you." You are saying with your lips. But when people are coming and insulting you, are you going to be Trinadapi Sinachana? When they're coming and they're beating you, you're going to put up a fight, aren't you? When they're going to criticize you, "It's not true, it's not true. You rascal. It's not my fault. This is not fair. It's not fair." Are you going to tolerate it? Are you going to chant Hare Krishna? Are you going to be a man and a manadena? Are you going to offer respect? Bali did it. Bali did it. You understand? He did it. He tolerated all difficulty. And he passed the test by the mercy of Krishna. And therefore he's eternally glorified. Yes. Yes, he's eternally glorified as the example of Atmanivedanam. Surrendering everything to Krishna. You understand? He's the example of Atmanivedanam. He surrendered everything to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, he did this also. He did this also. He surrendered everything to Krishna. He gave up everything. He gave up his family. He became no money. He became a beggar. And he was trying to write books in English. Because that was the order of his guru. He was following the orders of his guru. And he had faith in his guru. Complete and unflinching faith. Implicit faith. In the order. And so he was preaching in the English language. And so he was following this order. As it is. As it is. And even he was very old. He became very old. And he had problems. Health problems. So many health problems. And people were saying, "Don't go to America. Don't go there. People are not like here. They are not. They are all meat-eating people. And you will be alone. You'll be all alone. Will you go? Foreign country? No money? No money. And you don't know the culture. And you hear they all eating meat. Will you go? They're all meat eaters. And you'll have to stay in their house while they're cooking their meat. And it's very cold there. Snowing. It's snowing there. How will you survive?" And Srila Prabhupada was going there with full enthusiasm. "Yes, I will go and I will preach." And Srila Prabhupada was prepared to die. He was prepared to die to follow the orders of the spiritual master. To give up his life to serve the spiritual master's order. He was thinking, "Very good, very good. Let me do it." And he did not become disappointed. This is an example of when he got a bit more. He got some followers. He got some followers there who were helping him. But for a long time, for more than 1.5 years, he did not get any help. How long would you last? And he had return ticket to go back to India. Isn't it? You'd have gone back, wouldn't you? Isn't that? You'd think, oh, it's too hard. It's too hard, Gurudev. It's too hard. I can't do it, Gurudev. Faithless person. The order of the spiritual master, you do it. He gives you order. You have to do it. In the order is the strength to do it. Did you know? In the order is the strength. If you have faith in Guru like that. He had such faith in Guru. And he said, Gurudev, you said so, so I will do it. And I will be successful on your order, on the order of Guru. Therefore, when Srila Prabhupada was sometimes glorified and said, oh, Srila Prabhupada, you have done this and done that, you have spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he would simply say, it is all on the strength of my Gurudev's order. He was on the strength of Gurudev's order. You understand? So this is such pure devotee. And he passes all tests. He passes all tests. He had to tolerate so many difficulties. So many physical difficulty. And so many people speaking, giving, like homosexuals. People who were addicted to prostitute. Huh? And speaking so many nonsense things. Christianity, Buddhism, so many nonsense philosophies. And Srila Prabhupada had to listen to their questions and very patiently helping them, showing mercy to them. He's helping them. He's caring for them. He's helping them and caring for them. He's giving loving care. And those who stayed and listened to it, they began to understand that he's actually caring for these people. He can help them. He can help us. He can help us. And he's caring for us. Like this. Huh? So this is the result of having such faith in Guru. Of having, like Bali Maharaj. That's the result. Huh? One who has faith in Guru, who puts implicit faith in Guru and sees that Krishna is speaking to me through the Guru. Like this, if he has this faith, then he gets such strength. Huh? He gets such strength. And he gets all knowledge. He gets knowledge. He automatically can understand the import. What the Vedas mean. He can understand what is the meaning of the Vedas. Like this. He can get such strength. He can get it like that. So on this day, today, a very nice day. I'm very happy to be here. Like that. This is Vyasa Puja of my dear godbrother, Srimad Gopal Krishna Maharaj. And I encourage all of his disciples to have such faith in their Guru. To also put such faith in their Guru. This is the parampara system. This is our parampara system. To put faith in Guru. One should not think, oh, that I don't need to accept the Guru. That is an offense against Krishna. Guru Avagya. To think, oh, they are just ordinary man. Oh, that is a great offense. They are not ordinary. Devotees are not ordinary. They have dedicated their life for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. And they are fixed. They are fixed in their determination. They are completely fixed in determination to serve their Guru and to serve Krishna as it is. Like that.
But they're not ordinary. They're not ordinary at all. They're very, very rare. And they have very good sadatsa. They're very tolerant. They're very tolerant. That is what we see in them. They develop this tolerance and humility. They're very patient. They're very patient and forbearant. Even though troubles come, so many difficulties and troubles come, they tolerate it. They never give up their enthusiasm. They are always enthusiastic. Utsahan nishchayadaya. They are always full of enthusiasm to serve Krishna, to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they're very dear to Krishna. Mukunda Preshta. They're very dear to Krishna. You understand? They're dear to Krishna. Krishna says this thing in Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter. So many qualifications are there. A kind friend to all living beings. They're always tolerant. They always never mind fame or infamy, happiness or distress, pleasure or pain. They never give up serving Krishna. They're always enthusiastic to chant Hare Krishna. They're always completely convinced about Krishna. It's to them, it is a fact. It is a complete fact. It is not just some faith. It's not just some faith. To them it is a fact. Like this. About Krishna. And they want to help others come to this Krishna consciousness. And they are very dear to Krishna. They are very dear to Krishna. You understand? Therefore you must... What does it say? Hare Krishna... 9 a.m. Okay, sorry. They're very dear to Krishna, so we worship them and we offer our all respect to all the devotees. But to Gurudev we have this implicit faith. Implicit faith. Okay? Does anybody have any quick question? You got 1 minute. No. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki! Leela Amrita ki! Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.